Hello, everybody. Well, it's the month of May now, and the church always remembers Our Lady, the mother of Jesus, this month. So we've got Jesus's mother prayer today. I'm sure you've seen pictures of Mary and the baby Jesus with her, or maybe a statue of Mary and Jesus. Mary's got many other names. She's called Our Lady of Lourdes when she appeared to St. Bernadette in the southern France in the Pyrenees Mountains. She's called Our Lady of the Rosary. She's called Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal. And even Our Lady of Walsingham, which is in England on the east coast in a county called Norfolk. I've been there. Well, in school and in our church, we've got statues of Mary, and even our cathedral in Salisbury is called after the Virgin Mary. And if you go to St. Osmond School, you'll know how much I like my Christmas cards to be holy ones. I get so many showing Mary as Jesus' mother with Joseph, who would be Jesus' stepfather, in the stable with the shepherds, or maybe the three wise kings adoring the baby Christ child. I love those. I always keep them. But you know, whenever Jesus grew up to be a man, some unhappy people who didn't really understand him, they treated him like a criminal and nailed him to a cross. And Jesus, he couldn't run to his mother then as if he was a little child. Instead, Mary, his mother, came to him. And we're told in the gospel that she stood very close to the cross. You remember, we've been talking about this. Well, he felt better for seeing his dear mother. And it was then, while he was on the cross, that Jesus thought about us. He thought that sometimes we might be afraid, just as he felt afraid. So Jesus spoke from the cross, and he told us he would share his mother with everyone. He gave Mary to be our mother too. And we can go to her anytime we feel afraid. And it doesn't matter how big or how old we are, because we always need our mothers, don't we? Close your eyes for our meditation. Go into your heart room or into the quietness of your soul. Stand very close to Jesus. And be still with him for a while. Feel his arms around you. It's a lovely feeling. Hear him speak to you. He wants you, and he asks for you by name, Oscar or Leah or Michael or whatever your name is, to share his mother with him. Listen to what he tells you. He's telling you what a good and loving mother his mother Mary is. Whenever you ask Mary's help, Jesus says, she will never turn away from you. Whatever happens to you, Mary will always be nearby and ready to be helpful to you. All you have to do is reach out your arms and say, Mother Mary, help me. Think about his good, sweet mother. Thank Jesus for giving you his mother such a beautiful heart so that she can love all of us as her own children. I like that thought. Before you leave Jesus, ask him to help all the mothers in the world to take good care of their children. So that's for your mothers as well. So come back into the room now and open your eyes and just be happy thinking to yourself, Mary is my mother too because Jesus is sharing her with me. And look out for pictures or statues of Mary. And always remember that she will help you because you love her son. You might learn the Hail Mary. Ask someone at home to teach you that prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and forever. Amen.